Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about how to stay well in the cold and flu season. With me is Cheyenne Hedrick, who is a family nurse practitioner with the Minute Clinic. And thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me today.
I'm excited to talk about this. For one reason, yesterday when we were getting flu shots here at KSL, they said that they've never had so many people show up for their flu shots. So the vibe is feeling a little bit different this flu season following the pandemic years. Describe for us maybe what is different.
Well, that's great to hear. So yeah, every flu season is different. This year, for the first time, it's exciting that there are vaccines available for the annual flu, of course, the updated COVID-19 vaccine, and the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV vaccine, that has been approved for adults ages 60 and up.
How does somebody tell the difference between, say, a common cold and the flu, or even now throwing COVID into the mix? How would they know really what they were suffering from?
So that is definitely tough. They all have the flu, COVID, and the cold can have a lot of similar symptoms. The flu can often be a sudden onset of symptoms. That sometimes can be the differentiating factor, but not always. You know, flu has fever, chills, muscle aches, fatigue, headache. That can also be found as well in COVID, but sometimes can have more of the breathing issues as well. And then with a cold, typically presents as a more mild type of symptom in most people.
How serious is the flu? I mean, some people just won't get a flu shot no matter what you tell them. How serious is it? What would you tell folks maybe to prompt them to get that flu shot?
So yeah, it is true that a lot of us that get the flu may not have, you know, real severe symptoms, but there is a percentage of the population, especially people that, you know, pregnant women or people with a lot of comorbid conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure. And then as you get older, your immune system weakens. So, you know, we have some vulnerable populations that are at more risk of being hospitalized and even deaths. There are flu deaths yearly. And it's important to, you know, not only protect yourself, but sometimes getting a flu vaccine is also for your family or friends and neighbors and the overall population health.
Right. I mentioned that we just had our clinic here at KSL, but what is the window? When should people be getting their vaccinations?
So the CDC recommends to get vaccinated early in the fall before flu season begins. So that's ideally by the end of October. Looking at data from last year in Utah, flu cases started rising in November, and that's likely a typical thing that will happen this year as well. However, that doesn't mean if you miss it in October that you shouldn't get vaccinated regardless, because flu season typically peaks in February and can even continue into May.
We had some folks here who said, I'm not going to get my flu shot now because I want to get both the flu shot and the COVID vaccine together. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it's perfectly safe to get them together. Of course, it's patient dependent, depending on maybe their history with side effects. You know, maybe they want to get them separately, which you can, and that's perfectly fine. It's definitely patient and individual choice, but it is perfectly safe to get them together if you choose.
What can we do to stay healthy other than getting the vaccine? What are some of the steps that we could take maybe to prevent us from getting sick this cold and flu season?
Yes, there are some definitely important tips besides the vaccine. So frequently washing your hands, and I know you hear that all the time, but it really does help prevent the spread of viruses and bacteria. So you should wash them frequently, especially after coughing or sneezing. And you want to make sure you do it correctly. So with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your mouth and your eyes and your nose. That's the most common entrance for these viruses. And then, of course, you can always use, if soap and water is not available, alcohol-based sanitizer that's at least 60% alcohol. And then some other tips, just practicing some, like, good health habits in general. So it really is important to try to get plenty of sleep, try to find joy in some type of movement. Staying active helps increase our immune system, drinking adequate fluids, eating a well-balanced diet. When you are sick, really trying to limit contact with others as much as possible. And this is where a mask can be effective, especially when you're coughing, because it can be spread by the droplets in your cough to others. And then it's important for kids, especially age younger than 5, because they're at higher risk for, you know, severe flu symptoms, making sure they know how to hand wash and are, you know, doing cough hygiene and sneezing like into their elbow or in a tissue rather than their hand. And then we do have the vaccine for kids ages 6 months and older.
I'm hoping that we did learn some positive things from COVID, and you mentioned masks. I'm wondering if we are now seeing people more willing to wear a mask, not just to protect themselves, but to, you know, protect others.
Yeah, and that's the big thing for me. You know, I really try, when people are hesitant for themselves wearing a mask, it's, you know, thinking of others that are just not as fortunate with their health and higher risk. It really can help protect them as well with the choices that you make.
Does the CDC have any idea, are they talking at all about what the flu season might be like or what they anticipate that we could see?
That I am not sure about. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of look at past data for the pattern, and it seems like about November is when cases start increasing. But I do look at the Southern Hemisphere, like there, because they have opposite seasons of us. They will look at their flu season, but I'm not sure what theirs shows
okay.
at this time. So.
All right. I was just curious if they were just expecting us to have a rough flu season, or whether after everyone had been sick, whether they wouldn't get as sick. Just one of those curiosities.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I hear things and it never always pans out that way too. So I always anticipate that it could be worse than we know. I definitely lean on the side of caution with the flu.
I was trying to be the optimist there. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
You know, one of the favorite parts of being a nurse practitioner for me is the health promotion and disease prevention part. It's nice to do the things that we can do to help prevent us and others from getting sick. And really just focusing on that, you may not feel like you yourself need a flu vaccine or need to stay away from others when you're sick because you feel okay, but others really can be hit by the flu or RSV or in COVID worse than others, depending on their immune system.
Cheyenne, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. My guest today has been Cheyenne Hedrick. She is a family nurse practitioner with The Minute Clinic. And you can hear all the episodes of Let's Get Moving very conveniently at kslpodcast.com or wherever you like to hear your podcasts. You can also find us on social media if you want other health and wellness tips. You can find us at Moving Maria on Instagram and Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook. Have a great day.